Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he has a long introduction to the sugya of rice, and he starts by saying that all the Gedolei Poskim suggest that one treats rice with derech safek, which means that if one's having cooked rice, either to have it besoch suda or to make ancillary brachas around it. In other words, if one's going to have rice, so to make sure one makes a bari pidam on a tomato and a carrot, to make sure one makes a mezeinah and a piece of cake, and some even say to make a shahakol on a drink, and then you can have your rice. I'm not sure if he's correct, but I think the minhag olam is to make a mezeinah in rice. But there are significant sfeigus. Last time I learned Kesem Mevorchen V'Iyun, I was much younger then, so I came to the Maskona like the Taz to make a burpee adama on cooked rice. And then a few years ago I saw this mamash tiyad v'nat l'maisa, but no one else does it, so I felt uncomfortable. The person's younger, so that people are more independent sometimes. I don't know if I would suggest that halacha l'maaseh. Halacha l'maaseh, the minhag olam is to make a mezeinos on cooked rice. But there are significant sveikas we want to discuss. So the first issue, again, there's three issues that you have to raise legamei rice. One is the identification of the rice itself. Number two is the understanding of maaseh kedera. And number three is a din of ma'uruf. Right? The din of ma'uruf we dealt with already. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif according to the Rosh. But there the Haskamas of Poskim seems to be that against the Rosh's understanding of the Rif, and that when rice is b'tarayves, it still maintains the bracha mezaynos, but it is not get the but it has the same din as any ikur betofel, right? Against the Russian understanding of the Rif, that seems to be sakat the mechaber, right? What was that? Correct. I flipped it. Right, the Russian understanding of the Rif as opposed to the base Yosef understanding of the Rambam. Right, there are achronim who criticize the Beis Yosef that it's not the Pshat in the Rambam, although it seems pretty clear. And the Magen Avraham is very, very strong. If some of the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, he says there's no way you can justify the Sheet of the. He says there's no seichel at all. Very strong Lashon. There's no hesber at all to the Beis Yosef Pshat in the Rambam. All right, so that I think one can that sort of can put to rest as Gefit Pashas HaSugya, and it sounds like that's the Rav Svarim that go along with the Vesesiv's Pshat, with the Rosh's Pshat in the Refine. But what's the first Suffolk? The first Suffolk is the Machlegis Rashi Taisvis. That Rashi says that our rice is not Iris, the Chlamet HaSugya. Our rice, what we call rice, it's a bean. It's like beans. You make a bar priyadama. You cook it, you still make a bar priyadama. You cook it very, very well, still make a bar priyadama. If you mash it and make rice flour out of it, nope, so then we have to start talking, maybe make a shahaka. That's what Rashi would say. And as you know, so there's the machlekes sevishonim as to what bracha is a further machlekes that the Bahag says that one makes a shahako on our rice. Two entirely different machlokes, and they just come together with maisa. Rashi's shita is that you make then our rice, you make a burpee adoma. You treat rice like carrots. The sugya, what the sugya is talking about, I don't know what it is. Herz and mil, I don't know. Right? And Me'idach, for different reasons, the Bahag says that we would make a shahakol on baked and pounded rice. Right? Why? Bahag holds that the oiris is rice. But the Hag understands that the Rabbonon that's choylek and Rav Yechonon ben Nuri are choylek mikotzal hakotel. No, sorry, the Bahag holds, Rav Yechonon ben Nuri really holds the maskonah de gemara that you make a mezoinos on baked and rice. It's baked and pas oiris. The mele if you make mezoinos and pas oiris, so those who are choylek and Rav Yechonon ben Nuri say you make shahakol and pas oiris. Bahag shita. So the Mishnah quotes the Bahag. The Rav Yoh quotes the Bahag. Lemasa. So for entirely different reasons, if you have rice in front of you, cooked rice, boiled rice, smachleikis, Rashi, Tosfos, whether you make kardomo, but yet if you have, you make a domor. We'll see. Explain that better in a moment. Or mezonos. But let's say you have a rice kugel in front of you. Well, you can notice the rice kugels. So according to the Rashi, it's adoma. According to Tosfos, it's a mezonos. And according to Bahag, it might be a shahako. Not clear whether it has to be grand a little bit for the Bahag to say shahako. So again, the Bahag is not quoted by so many Rishonim. There are Achroinim who want to be Machmir for the Bahag. There's some Chassidish Achroinim, it sounds like. But are we Machmir for this sheet? It's Rashi. But according to Rashi, if you make a mezonos on our rice, it's like making a mezonos on carrots. It's like making mezonos on broccoli and peas. So we are choishes for this Rashi. So that's the machlekes achrayim with the Alter Rebbe and Rabbi Yaakov Emden saying you have to be machmir for Rashi, you have to be machmir for that shita. And they point out that Rashi is not alone. That there are a few other rishonim who hold like Rashi. I didn't look it up, but the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, the River Ephraim quotes, that Rav Moshe was Choshesh Lelina, like the Alter Rebbe and like the Yavetz. So Hayotzi Mizeh, what does it mean? It means that you have a Sofek, so you have two alternatives. Either to eat rice all of the Seich Suda, or to always have other brachas, to always eat other things with rice, so you make your Adama, and you make your and you're mezonos. Now the Achronim point out, but let's say you have rice that's mixed with different things. So that doesn't mean you can just pick out your rice mixed with peppers. So that means you can't just pick out the pepper and make a hadamah. That might not be an honest thing to do because it's really b'tarovus. So if you hold, like Rav Poskim, that like the rushes shot in the Riv, so then you can't just pick out a pepper from a tarevus of rice, because that's supposed to be together with the rice. So it doesn't. So the rice is conveying the bracha. You'd have to eat something mamish separate. Halacha lemasa, the more recent gedolim, it sounds again. I don't know this remotion. Obviously, he's the most recent. But the hanhogas of the Chazon Ish was to make a mezonos. It's not to be choshesh for this Rashi. And it seems that there were two turning points. There were Hashulchan and the Gra, promise the Gra. There were Hashulchan writes, Akshav Nizbar alone. Now it's clear to us, we were Mavara, that Erez in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, is our rice. I'm not sure what he's referring to, how we were Mavara. But there is a Shmuel from the Gra. The master Rav of the Gra, the Gra would make a mezonos on our rice. And he was not choshesh for this Rashi. So Rav Moshe Shturmach quotes that there's a Shmua from the Gra that he was mevarer. How is he mevarer? Because there's a Mishnah Mafkin. The Mafkin, and the Mafkin, the Mishnah discusses the spoilage of wheat and the spoilage of oirez and the spoilage of duchan. Because a Shomer has to know this. Because if when the shomer returns the object to the mafkin, maybe the guy who finds the metzia, so he has to be concerned about the spoilage rate. Right? There's a sugi in the nail of metzias, really. But there's a mafkin. So this must be that the shomer, it's the third paragraph, yeah. That the shomer, there are certain expectations of the shomer. If the shomer returns something and the spoilage rate exceeds the normal spoilage rate, then he's could be a pshia. So we have to know what the spoilage rate is. The Gra apparently was mevarik, apparently experimented with modern day rice and probably with millet and the other suggestions of an erizaduchan, and he showed that the spoilage rate of our rice matches the spoilage rate in the Mishnah together with chitim, and is not the same as the spoilage rate of duchan. So the Gra, as only the Gra could do, says so. Tosfos is right, and Rashi is wrong. So that might be what the Aruch HaShulchan is referring to. I'm not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Achshav Nisbarer. It's clear to us that Eiruz is right. So that might be, as the Chuvus van Hoggis, Rav Moshe Sternbach, in the first Chelek, so he puts all of this together. That even though you have the Yabbos, the Alter Rebbe, saying that we have a Supak, we should be Chosh for the Safek, nonetheless, he says the minhag ha'olam is not to be chayshish, the minhag is to be zaynais, and to be used on this gero, this vilnigoin, this aruch ha'shulchan, and kacha noga chazanish. Okay, so that takes care of the first issue, and the first and the third. First issue was what's the bracha of oiriz that we identified correctly, and the third issue is oiriz b'tah roiriz. Oyrid Mamasa Gedeira has two major issues, right, as you've learned. That's 2A and 2B. Go ahead, Ezra.
Is there anything you could tie on put together that it wouldn't
do
one way or the other?
I mean, is it an ironclad proof?
Yeah.
Just the answer. You see the Gra. You see that the Gra would leave himself open for Las Vegas. Right. If you limit yourself, if oirez can either mean rice or the other suggestions of Rashi, if you know, right, for us it would be very hard to figure this out, right? Because we don't really know what the other suggestions are. So for us, we'll be groping in the dark. We could measure the spoilage rate of rice, but we wouldn't know whether maybe the spoilage rate of other stuff is like that, right? So if you know all your alternatives of what Eiruz and Duchan are, so the Chor, that's how you must have figured.
You don't know what the alternatives are?
What was that?
I've seen English words that I've seen that translate for what Rashi's saying, but I don't know what they
what
are.
They,
I look it up.
Like millet?
Like a panic grass?
Yeah.
That's
the punch, yeah, that's the discussion amongst, yeah. I mean, you'd have to make sure that historically, that we're identifying the same thing. And to be 100% certain, that you have to know that the Rishonim were, there's no break in the, which would make sense. So I guess we would, so I'm saying, you know, we wouldn't have a way to do this. We're assuming that maybe you're right, and maybe things, you have to historically check whether there's ever any confusion about these things. Now, in addition, before we go on to the next issue, we're going to come back to the first issue of the Brocha. So there are two studim that the Achronim are Moisif to validate taking this position. One is the Chochma Sodom, Chayodom, right? They say, no, and maybe we're wrong, maybe Rashi's right, but we still got the Nishma the Chayodom, who says that a Mezoines will work for anything which is Mezen. So that would differentiate broccoli, peas, carrots, and rice. Even if Rashi's right, our mizoynus will work, it won't be brochel vatov. And we won't be over eating b'gzein. And in addition, he says, the third taina that the Achronim say, you find the Ber Halacha says this, other Achronim say, is that maybe if we identify anything, that you were saying yesterday, Josh, Maybe if we identify anything which is mezen, based on the Yerushalmi, Vechen Menuri, right? But Gumatsu, the first year in Iris. So let's say we identify something that was heretofore unknown, but it's mezen, saw it. So we can make, so that also, sadly, we find something that is might be machmitz and might be maybe leserchem. Right? So that's a third defense for sticking our necks out with the gra and taking a stand and making a mezenis. Good. Now the problem is ma'aseh kedeira. All right, so let's just review that carefully. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, this kaisis is a chita, that's a bar v'yadama. There's pas, and that's chita, that'll be a moitzi. In between kaisis and pas is ma'aseh kedeira. Ma'aseh kedeira, assuming it is that you boil it up and make it into daisa. Fine. The Gemara says that if one, that ma'ase kedeira involves chopping it to some extent and then boiling it up. That's ma'ase kedeira. So yesterday we raised the question of barley and cholent and barley and soup, where it's not kotush and not nismoich, and if it's not dovuk, so lechari you have to make a barbiya dom on it, not a mezainis. Masha'ina kain, if there's some measure of being stuck together, so then you'd make a mezainis. Right? There's always the sofit that we expressed yesterday is that when you, is the barley that you have in cholent, is it stuck together because the barley is somewhat nismoich, it's diminished or it's cracked, or is it stuck together because the potatoes are sticking together, because the oil that was put into the cholent is sticking it together. So if it's the oil that's sticking together, I don't know if that's what was meant by dovuk. I don't know. Not clear to me. So now this issue, that's the issue when it comes to the chamesh v'ni dovuk, which again very rarely comes up. It comes up, I think, only in the case of barley. Okay, all right, so the suffix would, so the, you have to be careful. If we have a barley and mushroom soup, and all the barley is distinguishable and separate, so you should be making either a dama, or if you're nervous that that's really nismoich, then you probably have to make hamoitzi or something. And with cholent is always nismoich. It's always nidbak. It's all right. If you're nervous and why it's nidbak, then you'd have to make a moitzi. Now, what about rice? So first of all, be careful. Where does masa kedei of rice come up? So Beis Yosef is very rigorous over here. How do we know that what masa kedei of rice is? So the Beis Yosef says that masa kedei of rice, the Brisa says, Eilwein masikidei, Rechilka tirgas soiles ziriz v'orsad v'oyrez. Right? And the Gemara, even though we don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel, legavi kol shumechameshus haminin, that is referring to a masikidei mechameshus haminin. And the Gemara said that Rav came to tell us that Oyrez is not going to get the mezainis, and we're chalik in this rab. So therefore, that's the upshot of the sugya is that rice, similar to chitin, has three stages. Hadama is two stages. Hadama and the ma'aseh kedeira, it never gets the pas stage. Pas is only chamesh minidoga, right? Pas and alamich is only anshin nishtabchu ben eretz yisrael. So Oyrez will never get it. Good. So there's a separate din of ma'aseh kedeira. The Mishnah says, you know, that there's a din of ma'aseh kedeira of Oyrez, and gets a bar min mezonis. Good. So then the Mishnah says, what's considered to be a ma'aseh kedeira of Oyrez? So here he points out the Rosh of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? When the Rosh says ma'aseh kedeira of Oyrez, L'chayru should be like a masik and everything else. It has to be kotosh. And yet the Rosh says that that's not mashah for Rebbeinu Yonah. Why not? This is a very important lakuna. Look at the Rebbeinu Yonah inside. So in Chavetz Kedera, the Masa Kedera of Chitin, so there it says, as we saw yesterday, Nasa Yedvash, Umirabin and Machain Daisa, Kein Chavetz Kedera, Sheminin Shalay Yvarach Al Daisa, El Kishen Nichtashu, Hachitim, Vinidbuku, Vinasa Dumin the Chavetz Kedera. So they have to be ground, obviously they have to be boiled, and they have to stick together. Avo, im bishel achitim shleimim, v'agarinim oivdim shleimim, einem bevorach aleim el levor pi adama, because that's still called dinim kaisas. Right? Now, we look weiter in the Rabbeinu Yoina. Is the exact line. Oz V'Hodar Rabbeinu Yonah Ayin Amid Beis Divar Masul Mepas Eres V'Duchan. Please remember, we have to come back to discuss to this Rabbeinu Yonah when we discuss Shlokos. Come back to when other fruits lose their bracha of adam right. So we'll come back to that in Mirat Hashem. So now he says, "Ubepas eres beduchanu ki yoytze ben mevarach barmin emezaynus v'soyv barin nefashes miu nir lemari ram sheyesh hefresh beina eres beduchan." Shalom Ares Mavarach Olav Bari Minei Mizaynes Afilu Kishu Sholem Aval Aduchan Ein Mavarach Olav Kishu Sholem Chadash Ein Dar Kishu Ela Al Yidei Ktisha Oit China Aval Ares Darachoy Leochloy Afilu Sholem Vaoid Dachi Masha Behedja Begmar Degesina. Right? A beautiful Raya Vaoires Lav Masik Deiru Vatanya Veilei Masik Deiru. So I didn't read it right. But Vatanya ve'eloi masik neira chilka tirgus v'oyrez. So oyrez means v'oyrez to skip down three lines. Hizkir oisim b'stam. The mashma filu kishu sholei b'chal masik neira. Vim isa the oyrez like denin and lay kem masik neira kishu sholei. Havel meimar ve'eloi masik neira chilka tirgus shalchamesh zeminim v'shal oyrez. And this is the teretz to the Rishonim who say that Deichen is not the same thing as Oyrez. The Rishonim want to say Deichen is the same thing because Duchan is not listed with the Oyrez. No! The reason that Duchan is dropped is because the Tandom went to emphasize that Oyrez is different than the Masakedera of Oyrez is different than the Masakedera of Chitim. Why should that be? Because darakoy lechel afilu sholeim. In other words, when it comes to wheat, the two options of wheat, strange people are koises chita, right? But darakoy shol chita is either you cook it, make it into a daisa, make it into a cereal, or you bake it, right? Either you cook it, or you grind it into a powder and do something with the powder, with flour. But with the exception of the barley, you never see boiled kernels of chita, right? So the same thing, he says, that's the same thing is true for oyrez. Sorry, that's how oyrez is different. Oyrez, we do boil the entire kernel of oyrez. So the point apparently, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, of Masa Kedera, is that it's Chazal, say one of two ways, right? Either the way we explained with Chassam Sefer, Chazal gave a special bracha to something which is can produce a cake-like substance, right? A maisa chimutz. So it may not be a perfect maisa chimutz. So it'll never become pas. That's not correct. It'll never become pas because it's not nishtabach when it's Yisrael. Maybe that's only the tour, maybe. Maybe it'll never become pas because it'll never reach chimutz. That's what the Chassam Sofer would say. Against Rabbi Yechon Menuri. But Chazal wanted to give Oyrez the new bracha because of this quality. Or Chazal wanted to give it a new bracha because of Mezin Vesod. Right? Now, they wanted to give it a new bracha if something is still in its most natural form. So that's a bar v'yadam. If something was pounded into a flour, so in the chita context, that's already going to be either a mezoinos or pas, right? Most likely it'll be pas, unless they do something to it that is more different pas. What if it's a mevushal, if it's a masa kedera? So in the chitin case, what's the masa kedera? The masa kedera is boiled chitim shenismochu ad kedei, that it's like daisa. In other words, it is almost like a sirchein context. Has to mean a smach to some extent, but it's not like pas. So the Rebbe Yehuda says that the masa kedeir of rice is also in the way that it's normally eaten. So in a chanami, a person would make a rice cake or a rice kugel. All right, so that'd be mezonos. But if a person boils up rice, so that's the normal way to eat rice. That's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Yoina. All right. Again, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Yoina is that the Mahalach of the Gemara, Beis Yosef develops very beautifully. The Mahalach of the Gemara is that there's a new concept of Masa Kedera. Masa Kedera, in the case of Chitim, is going to be Chitim that was brought to a powder and then cooked as opposed to baked. So that's in between koises and in between pas. Fine. Pashtus should be that oyrez is the same thing. Pashtus sugi is that if you look carefully in the sugi, you'll see there's a masik there of oyrez, And lechayra the masik de rosh, the same thing. The masik de rav chitin, it's a match for chitin. It's getting schlepped along because of chitin, right? Either because it's mezin v'soed, or because of chimus. So why should oirez be bumped up more than chitin? That's what the Beis Yosef says in the Pashas Sugya. So you have a Maisa Kedera of Iris. So the Maisa Kedera, the same thing as Maisa Kedera of Chitin, should be Chavis Kedera Gein Daisa. End of story. A person boils up Iris. Nope, son of Maisa Kedera of Iris. That is Kaisis Chita. That should be Hadoma. Right? Comes the Beis Yosef and says, but Rabbeinu Yoina, if you met Daik in Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, no. He says, that Iris will even be different than Duchan. Right? Iris gets bumped up. There's a way of having the Iris Hanikar, and it will and it'll get a bracha on the Zionites. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yehuda, right? That's what the Beis Yosef explains. What's the hezra davar, right? For us, the chiddush, Rabbeinu Yehuda is introducing a new idea. Dark elachle, afilu shalem. That's a chiddush. Who said that dark elachle is part of the, is anything to do with masik deira? So what? So make a dom on it. That's Rabbeinu Yehuda's chiddush. The diuk is a gevaldik diuk, right? Tirgis, Chilk of Iris. No, so the other Rishonim would say, that's a Givaldi Gadir. It means to say, Chilk of Tirgis, we didn't have names for chopped Iris. But it means the same thing. Right? So when you look at the Machaber in Seif Vav. Maybe? Seif. Yeah. Seif Zayin. Hakoy says, Esa Ores, Mivarach Alo, Barfi Yadama. V'yachar v'ri nefoshes v'bishloi ad oishetochanoi v'asim menu pas m'vorach lo v'ri nevizoynes. What does the Rabbah say? Ad shedisvoy. That's the Rabbah. Agav v'yisvoy z'vashim v'rosh v'rabbeinu v'yehudu right? That's the end of the Agav. Right? Now Shabran it's in Rashi print. So you see, right? The Machaber goes follows through on the when he put on the Beis Yosef. Bishlei if you cook it, oishetochanai. But if you cook it, it's mezaynis. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "What's that? That's a chiddush." The Ramah says, "Not didn't accept the Beis Yosef's chiddush, right?" And that's when he puts in the Rashi in the Smaich, he says, "No, that's Rabbeinu Yoina." What's the makama really yet? Lachor is that's huge machlokes. You sit down and you have rice, boiled rice, Uncle Ben's, right? So then, according to Machaber, you make him a zaynis. According to Ramah, making him a zaynis, that's like making him a zaynis on boiled peas. That's what the Mogen Avraham writes. That because of this suffix, the Taz writes. The Mogen Avraham writes, he said he should have said before. The Mogen Avraham writes because of the Mogen Avraham is like the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, and the Yabetz of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham opens up in this, going in the back. The tank. You can get them before Shabbat. How do they have to go back to me? That's the machlokes b'shoyim. That because of that, the Tan says Magen Avraham, right? Hey, the Gavan. The site has what is it? Here, Tess. Magen Avraham Tess. Oyvus Raiz Duchen Hirds. The loss of ever. The Yish Mefarsh Ibcha. Lachay Lo Yechol Kishnis Machu El Bezecha Suda. So this is the first tower they made, right? The Chamudais, Perish and the Rush, because not suited the Alma, Iris and Rides, the Chain, Posco, Lavush, they say it's Lavush, right? So that's the first tower they mentioned. When Abram says, I'll the Rice Beside Suda. That's what he said, that I'll remember the and the Yavetz pass on the Magen Avraham, and then apparently with the Vilna going, the Ma'aser Rav, things are switched, right? Achin is Smoich, Zeloshen Rav is Yosef. The Binshi is Smoich, like with Gabichitin. But Achok B, Shekhozer Ben Yoyne, Ishkil Ben Erb Ben Duchon, is that the Vasuk? And this is the Dik of the Beis Yosef. But the Ramah is against the Beis Yosef. The Chara Ashkenazim should be following the Ramah. That's the look at the Taz. Actually, the smoy. Have been chasing the stabby present. He void out in the smoy, he ate dice and adorn him. I will even show him. Adoma, my machete. Right? Says the Taz that because of this Ramah you should make a Barpi Adama, I was an Iris. Why? Because he says that a Barpi Adama, if you take peas and you cook peas, burpi adama. You cook them very, very well, burpi adama. You cook them well and you throw in, pizza sauce, still adama. You cook them very, very well and you throw in eggs, still adama. Right? If you mash them, adama. If you grind them down to a flour, so then maybe shahaka. So it says the Taz, fruits are adama until you make them non-recognizable. And even then we'll discuss whether that's correct or not. There's a machlek zachroinim. Whether the shtanu, how significant the shtana. So, says the Taz, the rice begins as adama. So if you have a sofek as to whether it's significantly changed or not, no, so still make adama on it. Achiyeh the bibirer. So in mesupuk, whether Beis Yosef, Ramah, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rosh, no. So make a adama on it. Good, good.
What is the meaning of the dough in it? I mean, for Bush, it's like, you know, your risottos, like you may have to make a risotto, so isn't it worse to make a redama where you're supposed to make a risottos, or?
Why?
I don't know.
No, the Torah, he's saying that he can say no. That you can still be yesi with the adama as long as it's not nishtana to the point that you don't recognize it anymore. Good. Comes the Der Halacha. Right? He spelled all this out. You go through Der Halacha for the Chazar Ashir. Right? In Chulak Mizeh Aparim Shlevim Re'ikyo Ledina Kedim Erim Ova Aparim Mishach Nachavah. That you should make a book that you should not make a mizoynais until this moment and until the Nagama. Why did he say that? Because first of all, this is the Chofetz Chaim. First of all, he says that even the rush says it has to be kinyan daisa. So when you boiled rice, it's not kinyan daisa. So it has to be mashed somewhere. So even the rush requires some mashing. It's not mashing from the mechaber. But the Chofetz Chaim is saying we follow the Rabbah. That's number one. Number two is that we don't fully understand the Mechaber's Pesach. It's based on the Rosh. So when the Mechaber says Oy Bisho, the Mechaber should mean that it's somewhat stuck together, like the Rosh, right? Because the Maisi Kedera should be like a Maisi. But the Rosh is saying it doesn't have to be ground to a powder, but a Maisi has to look stuck together. And then he writes Umen Sosi. Oh, this you see. By the way, this is the Mahalach and Pesach of the Chofetz Chaim. Umutzasi od chemel bishon shesover tosis Yehuda or Zeruah Biyad so Yivarim that is just came daisim rachman mizaynus amol kishagirim shleimim bar biyadav. Right, so far so good. What changes it? Why is it that the minhag olam is not like that? Because of a prima gadim, and that's what he points out of it. Okay, we did a prima gadim. He's machadish the following that. The Prima Gadim is very hard to follow. It's like a one-liner. The Prima Gadim says that when the rice kernel is unsheathed, then it has the din of nisnoy. The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, she calls it v'shleim legamre. Al v'mhusa kliposan kimei oyvitz shem lanu. He should tzadei. Be'ein ze bechlal shleimim. Af im loy nismachu. So he says, maybe it's not nismachu, but it's not shalom anymore. So even the Be'er Allah himself questions this. Be'er Allah himself says, and if you look at the Prima Gadim, it's typical Prima Gadim, very hard to figure out. He has like three different sphagas. Aval Husar Klipasan, Kimay Urbis Shalanu, Yeshut Sadei, Be'ein Zeb Bechlal Shleimim, what Ariel was saying. Well, it's not Shalom anymore. Even though it's not the Samoy, I did Bishul. The Balabach, if you look at him, that's a Rambam, the Fina Shabirmag and Abram, the Buzak Lik Bosse, the Lacham is Oynes. Ah, we did it again. Mashma, to say Visham, the application is different, because it has to be somewhat stuck together. We come on Shair Shabirmag and Abram. Of the Oyvitz, that the Balabachi, that few of the Shleiden, the Vorach, Vorach, is Oynes. We all came near it, that the Vorach, Halayan, Vorach, is Oynes, the law is Befrat that we have the Chachmas Adam to be saying. That's a very tentative psak. When you see this Be'er Halacha, so then you take a wonder. The minhag ha'olam is to make a mezainis and rice. Right? So, alright, we got through the Bahag. Fine. Gra. Not a problem with Semech on the Gra. But he said, but the Ramah says has to be Nismaich. So, is our rice Nismaich at all? So, think about it. If the rice is stuck together, it's boiled to the point where it's stuck together, so then you have the Rabbeinu Yoyda. Right? Nismaich and Nisdabek, fine. And your marviach, the kein daisa of the rush, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Does the Rabbeinu Yonah say in this topic? No, but you have the, but then you have the kein. Like you have at least the rush. Right? So if, again, if you look at the rice and it's boiled to the point where it's stuck together, and it's not stuck together because it's wet and it's greasy, it's stuck together because it's boiled to the point where it's somewhat diminished. We don't have full gar inim. So then, that's nismoich ha'yidei bishol. So l'chor, that's what the Rambam would say. Then you say mezaynus. Then you have yotzei kol hadeis l'chor. Right? The Rebbeinu Yoyna would certainly let you say a mezaynus on it, and the Rambam would say we don't go like Rebbeinu Yoyna, but we hold like the rosh is kein dais already. And if you want to say the hezber of some certain achrayim that that's already nismaich, it's already broken up. That's why it's stuck together. Mezaynus, good. But what happens if you look at your, let's say you have a tomato rice soup? So there the rice is all independent, like your mushroom barley soup. So then the Rabbeinu Yoyna would say, the Mechaber would say, Bor pri barbeinu mezaynus. Right? Dakei le'akolachi. The Ramah would say, it's not nesmoyach b'chlal. Bor pri adama. It sounds like you should just make a Bor pri adama then. No, like the Taz. Elamai, the Prima Gadim is a suffix then. Why? Prima Gadim says that it's cracked rice. And cracked rice, by definition, is like chopped rice. So now you have a mamash a suffix. Right? Because the Prima Gadim would say, you've satisfied the Ramaz Nismaich. So the Taz would still say Bar Pri Adama, because you have to be mavur, you have to be clear. But if you put the Taz aside, say your mamish stop. Right? Because without the Prima Gadim, which seems to be Mechudishdik, the Ramah would say to make Adama. Prima Gadim says, no, you should make a Bar Min of Zainis. So in tomato rice soup, it's. Again, the Minagayim, I believe, is probably to make a Bar Min of Zainis. If you ask people, they probably make a Zainis. Let's take a step further. Let's say you have rice. You have boiled rice. And it's not stuck together. Rather, you have fried rice. And it's very clearly, let's say, this must be my suffix. You have fried rice, but it's stuck together because of the grease. Because of the wetness. It's not stuck together because it's the smoich b'chlav. So it's again, according to Prima Gadim, it's a mezaynus. Is that what the Ramah meant by nesmoich? I don't know. Nidbak biyach because of other things. It's not nesmoich b'chlal. I don't know. On the other hand, let's say you have a rice kugel. So what's the rice held together with? Held together with eggs. Maybe some flour, that would be alma. So then we would say that that's called stuck together, even though it's not nesmoich, right? If a rice kugel, if you take this perfect, if you take the rice, if you drain tomato soup, and you take the rice and make a rice kugel, you make a mezaynus. So malim stuck together with eggs and with flour, stuck together with my grease. One's like a pas. What's like a pas? I'm not sure. I'm suffering. But if the rice is stuck together by virtue of being boiled, then we would say that's for sure a mezonos. Right. So again, hayotzei mikol zeh. Is that when it comes to rice, there are three issues that come lehalach. You can chazer it every time you eat Chinese. That's the advantage of kesem nevarchin. Now you can chazer it all the time. Right? So, if the three sveikas are, suffix number one is, did we get it right? Is rice called oiras? Right? Nope. So then you have to remember, Magen Avraham, Alter Rebbe, and Yaimet say no. They have a suffix. So you should eat a b'soich suda. On the other hand, or compensate by having other adomas and having other shakos and having other mizaynus, I should say. Or b'legoin or chashulchan, minega elam is mizaynus, right? Next, Mu'urav, alright, Mechaber Paskin, like the Rosh's Rif against the Rambam. Third issue is the Masa Kedera of Oiris. Is the Masa Kedera of Oiris different than the Masa Kedera of Chita? Mechlegis Mechaber Rava. So if it's Nismoich al Yedei Bishol, Nizaynes. If it's clearly separated, like in tomato soup, like fried rice, it's clearly separated, that's the machlek smecham rumba. That's what it's, with the prima godim raising a suffix, because the cleat was taken off. So one would be justified by following the prima godim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, and making our Dhamma. But there'd be room to be machmir and have it b'soich suda, or making a broch and something else. If it's stuck together with other ingredients, so I don't know what to say in that case. Is again, the prima godim would say mezonos. Is that called nesmoich? Don't know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Prima godim says that when you take rice out of its kernel, all the rice that we have is cracked rice. Right? And when we crack, it comes in some kind of a husk.
He also says you can make a mezonos on the suffix. Mezonos covers are not double, right?
The Beralocha says that.
The Prima godim has.
That the Adam was correct. It is like a Svek Sveka. It's hard for you to follow exactly. But he has some Svek Sveka. But how does that affect this?
Because he would say the same is almost here because it's this life since it's out of the food.
Correct. And the Bir Lach would say you always have the Chachmas Adam to pull out. Right? Chachmas Adam. And the Rishonim would say that the Chachmas Adam. Say Chachmas Adam. Go ahead.
Chachmas Adam means that it's a big kiddush, that it's considered less safe than the times that you said you had a mikatama. How's it
saying mikatama? Yeah. What's the bigger kiddush to make? I think that the Chachmas Adam is the bigger kiddush. That because it's mazen, it works for other things. I think so. Was that? Okay. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu Yonah's idea, if you extend that to Hamish Saminim, if you know all of the change, like if people eat normal rice every month, in their time they have been a zama, people will be, this becomes a very normal thing. They say that gets.
Lacharish should change. Lacharish.
Well,
it's a chiddush of Beriyana that darka you should is a factor over here. Go ahead. I don't know. How would you apply that to the barley case? Yeah, Lachar, yeah.
Right. The other thing is that isn't it the why is it considered the rice has to be sticking together, or we say that the rice has to potentially be sticking together on its own? Right? Meaning, if a maisa is separated in the soup, why is that a problem? If theoretically, it would be sticking together.
Is that a maisa gedera? It's a koisis then.
Oh, right. It has to actually stick together. It would be sticking together.
Right. Now, would the prima gadim, in the case of tomato soup, would the prima gadim say there also that that's nesamoyach because the cleat was taken away? If the clip is taken off, that's the chim. Maybe even in the tomato soup, he would say that that's what he called nismoir. The sun came daisa. Now, in any case, where the rice is popped and not cooked at all, so then, I think we say bar piyadama. Let's say what we call rice cakes now. Right? So we call rice cakes are rice that's been popped and then stuck together somehow. Right? So lachora, that's not a masik there of a chlal. So lachora, that should be a bar piyadama. Then, no, because it still has to be cooked together. If a person shells rice, it's a hadama, it's not a maisik neir, it's like kois
eschita.
Right?
It doesn't have
the
idea
of
being cooked, that's
what I'm saying. Right. So the question was raised by some of the new svarim in Eretz Yisrael, that some of these cereals and the rice cakes are steamed together. So that called a masik there. That called bishul. So I have to say, al shulchan malachim still. Let's see, that would be enough of a sense of bishul. But I could see it hasn't the postman have not come out saying, recognize this distinction. Go ahead.
According to the Chalos Panam, can it be designed by itself between the zones, or else it needs a certain amount of
pressure? The Chayyarim says that b'di'av, a person says the mezoinos, and some which is zayin is yotze.
So even on these things that are like
copper? B'di'av, yeah. But I don't think there's a significant suffix. Why should you be making the b'di'av the gebracha? All right, so that's the sugi rice. Good. Any questions? Good. So tomorrow we'll go on. did the master of Yom Leo, and Rabbi Akiva, please go weiter. No, I'm dragging behind a little bit. Sorry, but let me finish up Halacha Lamaisa again. And please go over Reish Tes and the Mishnah and the Be'er Halacha. I always found that when I go through the sugyas, so I get a greater appreciation of the godless of the Chavetz Chaim. You see, the Amel is the one, I think, 11 years he put into the Mishnah Berurah. 11 years, maybe 2 storm a day, maybe 3 storm, I'm not sure. He put in the Mishnah Berurah. Because it sounded like Kali Yisrael needed it. That was his Amel for Kali Yisrael. So you see the, again, you see the Amel is put into the Sugya. Without going through the sugya, I think it's, I always find it very hard to really understand the Be'er Halacha without going through the sugya. Okay. 11 minutes.
I guess
Yeah, right.